Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and our guest today is Dr. Philip Rashotis, naturopathic doctor with a master's degree in nutritional science, and is also an associate professor with the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. And we've been talking about depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And especially today, we've been talking about if a person has these symptoms and and is not taking any sort of pharmaceutical medication, but is attempting an all-natural approach to a remedy. And doctor, before the break, you were talking about fish oils.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is the single most important supplement that we talk about. The two active ingredients in fish oil are EPA and DHA. In the world of mental health, the oil must have much more EPA than DHA in order to be effective. That's really clear. This is an area we got into quite a bit of detail last month, Dave, and I'm kind of eager to talk about some other things that we didn't get to last month. But high EPA fish oil, about a gram a day, plus vitamin D, plus a B complex, plus melatonin. So the person's, that's step one. And what I'd love to get it, plus, if possible, hey, go for a little walk every day and pay some attention to your diet. And if that's being done, that alone is expected to have a pretty significant impact in a reasonable amount of time. Within 4-6 weeks, the person should certainly be feeling quite a bit better. And you'd continue it for at least 12 before you give up on it. But usually by week 4, 6, 8, people are generally noticing some pretty remarkable differences. Now, if the person's unmedicated, we have the ability to go above and beyond those four step one, as I call them, substances. And there's a list of things that I really like to add. I mean, there's 20 or 30 different options of things you could add. But over time, my personal bias is I have a little bit of a hierarchy to them. Okay. And there's another three or four on my list that we would add to the fish oil, the D, the B, and the melatonin, that really seems to get people results that they're very pleased with. Step one on that list would be St. John's wort. Inappropriate to combine St. John's wort with any prescription medication in the mental health world, and frankly, inappropriate to combine St. John's wort with most prescription medications in general. The reason you're not supposed to combine St. John's wort, and this is a really important topic, and I hope you don't mind if we spend a minute on it here, but
go for it.
Basically, all medications are processed by your liver. So if you speed up how fast your liver gets rid of a medication, it's like you now have less of the medication available. And if you slow down how fast you process, if you slow down the liver getting rid of a medication, it's like now whatever medication you're taking, there's more of it in your system. St. John's wort impacts how the liver processes medications. That's why we say, hey, be very, very careful. This should not be taken with prescriptions. And depending on what the medication is, some medications, St. John's wort, will make it like you took more of the drug. And other medications, St. John's wort, will make it like you took less of it. And it's very hard to predict which way it'll go for each medication. And so generally, we just avoid its use if you're on a medication. If you're not on a medication, St. John's wort is wonderful. It is very well researched. A very powerful paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association said St. John's wort works as good or better as any prescription antidepressant available with fewer side effects. Right? And it's etched in stone that this stuff is very effective, very safe, and infinitely fewer side effects than the prescriptions used in this realm. So we love to use it when we're able to. It works, again, within 6 to 8 weeks. And it's just something we really enjoy using in this realm. Very helpful for both anxiety and depression. More so for depression, but also for anxiety.
But stay away from the prescription drugs with it.
Pardon me, sorry?
But stay away from the prescription drugs.
That's right. You cannot take, I would not even say just in mental health, anything. If you're daily taking any prescription drug, you should not take St. John's wort unless you go talk to your family physician first. And if they say, oh, no, this is a medication that won't interact with St. John's wort, fine. But St. John's wort interacts with most medications of any type. And again, from that perspective of some of them, it makes them get out of your body faster. Some of them, it keeps them in your body longer. Right. So number two, and again, I wouldn't generally go give this with a prescription, is N-acetylcysteine. It's basically an amino acid, but it has some really, really remarkable effects. We talk about the side effects of natural medications, which usually are beneficial. That is the case with N-acetylcysteine. A side effect of it is that it's among the most powerful liver protectors on the planet, to the point where it's a sad reality, but if somebody tries to take their own life with a painkiller and you reach them in time and you get them to a hospital, the overdose of painkiller is fatal because it basically just destroys your liver, and it does it very rapidly. The treatment across North America is to IV N-acetylcysteine. And if you reach the person in time, it's such a powerful liver protector that it saves that person's life. So really, really amazing what it does to the liver. Above and beyond what N-acetylcysteine does to the liver, there's wonderful, wonderful science that it is a very powerful mental health medication. It stabilizes mood. It improves mood. It's shown wonderful benefit for addiction withdrawal. So again, any patient with depression or anxiety, this is a really top substance we like to use. But unless your family physician approves it, this is not a substance we would add to a prescription mental health medication. I have others. Should I keep going, Dave?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, okay. So I guess the third on the list, and it's about the individual's appetite too. Some people are a little hesitant to take a natural health product. So, you know, we really try to go with what we said was step one, the high EPA fish oil, the D, the Bs, and the melatonin. And if they're open to adding things, usually the next one would be St. John's wort. If they're willing to add another, it would be N-acetylcysteine. And if they're willing to add yet another, my next favorite to add is acetyl L-carnitine. Yet again, in the world of natural medicine, we have an example of a substance that has a long list of side benefits. I would say acetyl L-carnitine is one of the top three things you give a human being if they have survived a heart attack. Really, really protective of the heart, and overall improves heart function, improves the contractility of the heart, makes the heart more efficient. Another area where we'd use a lot of acetyl L-carnitine is neurodegenerative disease. So anybody with dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or cognitive impairment, acetyl L-carnitine is tops on the list of something you would give in that setting. Furthermore, acetyl L-carnitine is tops on the list for male or female infertility. It helps egg quality, and it helps sperm quality. It helps sperm motility. It helps sperm counts. So it has all these wonderful side effects, and it happens to have about, I'm going to say, between 15 and 20 human studies for helping mood. Principally, it's been researched for mood. It doesn't really have that much science on anxiety, but it seems to be very, very effective at improving mood. So that's usually... Now we're at number seven, you know, and there are limits to how many things people will do, but these are the ones that generally we exercise caution if we're going to add them to a prescription. But these are ones in an unmedicated individual complaining of depression or anxiety. These are substances we really like to use. There's one more I'll get to, and then we'll see what your feedback is, Dave. The fourth is, and this one shocks people, is milk thistle. Most people know milk thistle for being a liver protectant. And interesting that a lot of these substances we're talking about today, Dave, seem to help the liver. How odd that things that help the liver also then get proven to help mental health. And the reason I mention milk thistle, it's not really my first go-to by any means, but there's some really good science, surprisingly, about milk thistle helping OCD. You know, OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay.
OCD is very, very tough to treat. And generally, the strategy that I've been describing for depression and anxiety and insomnia generally doesn't really help OCD very much. Very little, actually. And we'll see people who have depression and anxiety and OCD. And 3-4 months in, they'll say, hey, thank you so much. My depression is radically improved. And my anxiety is radically improved. But my OCD is no different than the day I came to see you. And over years, we found that milk thistle is, in fact, quite helpful for OCD. And very hard to find natural medicines that will improve OCD. The other one that improves OCD, we've already discussed it, is N-acetylcysteine.
So we're winding down, Doctor. Sounds like you could just keep right on going here. But if you could just touch maybe one more time, just very briefly, on the four basics, the fish oils, the melatonin B complex, and the D. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And summarize.
Look, the strategy is try to get yourself walking a bit. Pay attention to your diet. Make sure you have some good quality protein in there, some healthy fats, olive oil, flax oil, coconut oil. Supplements, step one, whether you're on a prescription medication or not, high EPA fish oil, about a gram a day of EPA, B-complex, vitamin D, and melatonin. The key with melatonin, experiment with the dose. It's highly individualized. If you find you don't enjoy melatonin, you had a bad night's sleep on it, next day, cut it in half. If it happens again, cut it in half again. If you find you took it and it did absolutely nothing for you, next day, take more, up to a max of 15 milligrams a day, which is a very large dose and it's very safe. So that's the step one, really key, very helpful, and very safe. If you are not on a prescription medication, beyond the step one, consider adding St. John's wort, N-acetylcysteine, and acetyl L-carnitine. And if you feel there are OCD tendencies, maybe give some thought to adding in milk thistle.
Good. Well, thank you, Doctor, for your time. I know you're very busy, and to be here two shows, we're very grateful. Thank you very much.
It's been a treat, sir. It's an important topic, and it affects a lot of Canadians, and I hope we've been able to reach your listenership with some good info.
Yeah, 1 in 5 Canadians. That's a dramatic number. All the supplements that we talked about today can be found at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for all our store information, and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health, and also our radio show page where you can re-listen to this presentation and any previous shows that we've aired. And that's at our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com. So take advantage of our everyday low prices at The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time.